Rose dived inside a cupboard. She pushed her legs gently along and her feet hit something at the end of the cupboard. Something soft, but heavy. She tried to angle herself so she could see through the narrow crack between the cupboard door and its frame. It afforded her a view of a slice of the room outside, enough to see Silver Sally and King enter from the galley.
"Elvis is getting his voice back," Sally was saying.
"All voices return,"
another metallic voice grated.
"That's right, Smithers," Sally replied. "And you'll get yours back soon enough, Cannon, now we're near the edge of the Zag."
"You get own face back?" King croaked.
"Sadly not," Sally was saying. "But I'm getting used to it. Why did Glint have to head into this wilderness? Having to repair myself with organic parts is a real pain."
In the dark cupboard, Rose was gagging at the thought of robot Sally repairing herself with bits of people she had killed. But Sally, or rather robot Salvo 750, was speaking again.
"All that time on Starfall, it had better be worth it."
"Artifacts turn up,"
the voice that Sally had called Smithers said.
"You're right. Once bits of Glint's treasure started to turn up, we had to act. Someone has found it, or part of it. If the Doctor really can find Glint's ship, then we kill them all and we're back in business, my metal friends."
"Soon now," Smithers agreed. "Power returning, then steam no more."
Rose shuddered. The steam technology was just a makeshift solution to the lack of technology in the Zag. Who knew how powerful these robots must really be? Without even realising she was doing it, she repositioned herself slightly. Her foot pushed at the soft weight at the end of the cupboard. There was a thump as something fell. Silence in the room outside. Then,
"What was that?"
Smithers' scraping voice demanded.
"I don't know. Unless..."
Through the crack in the door, Rose could see Sally approaching the cupboards. She stopped right outside the door.
"Must have been our young friend in the cupboard," Sally said.
And she pulled open the cupboard door.
"I can assure you that this came from Glint's treasure," McCavity told the Doctor.
"Can't do it, darling," he murmured as he took a chain from round his neck. Hanging from it was a gold medallion.
"How'd you know that?" the Doctor asked.
The medallion was plain, polished gold, and McCavity seemed unable to take his eyes from it. He smiled thinly.
"It's genuine," he said. "I know."
Again his voice dropped to barely a murmur.
"Don't I, Arisa, my darling?"
The Doctor smiled back. "All right then. Now, assuming we get the same signature reading from all the artifacts, we can be on our way to the Buccaneer."